As COVID cases keep rising with the spread of the Delta variant, some parts of the country are also seeing an uptick in vaccinations. But healthcare workers say they're struggling to counter misinformation and persuade those who are hesitant, including in communities of color hit hardest by COVID, to get the shot. From member station GBH in Boston, Tori Bedford has more.
At a pop-up clinic in the back room of the Church of God in Boston, Erland Amy gets her first vaccine. She chose Johnson & Johnson over Pfizer because it's just one shot.
I'll be gentle.
Oh my God, I didn't know if I was going to take it. Needles, they are scary.
Amy says she wanted to see how others reacted to the vaccine before getting hers. Even though she's a nurse who treated COVID patients last year, she says she was still too scared to get vaccinated before now.
I wanted to wait because, in my opinion, it was like too rapid, too fast.
When it comes to being hesitant, Amy is not alone. Her neighborhood and others in the city with significant immigrant populations and communities of color have the lowest vaccination rates in Boston. Reverend Dufort Florissant, who goes by Pastor Kiki, helps run a small clinic in Mattapan. This neighborhood has the lowest vaccination rate in Boston, about 50%, compared to the city's overall rate of nearly 70%. A third of the residents here are Haitian immigrants. Pastor Kiki says his community is seeing a lot of misinformation, much of it in Haitian Creole.
There's a many myth with the vaccine, especially in information coming from Haiti.
In this YouTube clip with nearly 200,000 views, a woman tells Haitian radio listeners that the COVID-19 vaccine will give people a rare disease and transform them into animals. Pastor Kiki says he's heard false rumors like that, and he's scrambling to dispel them on every platform he can, including local radio stations.
I just placed a call to Haitian radio, and I invited people to join me, and then I've had 3 or 4 people. Okay, well, I wasn't going to take the vaccine, but the fact that you said come right now, I'm taking the vaccine.
Another factor holding down vaccination rates is a mistrust of the medical system in Black communities rooted in longstanding racial discrimination in healthcare delivery. Mattapan Community Health Center CEO Guale Valdez says his clinic is doing everything they can to get people vaccinated.
We're also running ads and using flyers with people who look like individuals who live in the neighborhood, and then having those one-on-one conversations whenever possible. So basically, we're doing it all.
Valdez says he takes it on a case-by-case basis, and each shot in the arm is a victory. Haitian immigrant Emmanuel Jajust says misinformation on social media, like that YouTube video, prevented him from getting the vaccine for months. But the rise in cases and the Delta variant made him change his mind and get his first shot.
1, 2, and 3.
It's difficult to know if the education effort is having an impact. But over a recent 2-week period, Mattapan's vaccine rate increased by 7%. Those numbers include people like Jajust and Amy, who decided to take the leap.
I am ready because I'm here, and we just have to get with the program.
For NPR News, I'm Tori Bedford in Boston.